This is Fresh Air. Cornet player and composer Taylor Ho Bynum first attracted notice as a close associate of his former teacher and ongoing collaborator, Anthony Braxton. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Bynum has come into his own the last few years with a series of projects involving like-minded players. Some of them are on Bynum's new album for 9 musicians, including newly minted MacArthur Fellow guitarist Mary Halverson.
Members of Taylor Ho Bynum's Ninetet, Working a Groove. That's from Bynum's album, The Ambiguity Manifesto, where instruments or their roles may ambiguously merge. Tamika Reed's cello blends with Ken Filiano's bowed bass, and he'll plumb the depths with Stomu Takeishi's bass guitar and Bill Lowe's tuba or bass trombone. Bynum on cornet leads the four horns. Composer Taylor Ho Bynum doesn't give his players super hard material. The music is more about how these self-starters juggle his themes. Within the horn section or the rhythm section, players might branch off to run musical subroutines or might drop out to vary the texture. There's some good collective improvising, but I'm drawn to the moments when they all converge on a melody. Each player may phrase a tune their own way, as in the very early jazz bands who echoed loose congregational church singing. On this album's second half, the band plays exploded versions of the same material, blending compositions on occasion and holding them up to a funhouse mirror. Guitarist Mary Halverson's swiggling embroidery is often close to the heart of the action. She's busy, but always serves the greater music in a way that might recall the spiny guitars in Afropop bands. This is from Taylor Ho Bynum's Real Unreal. Toma Fujiwara on drums there. When the band takes a second pass at that composition, they stretch it out literally, slowing it down to mull over the details. Again, everyone sings the tune or sings around it in their own way and in their own time. Saxophonists Jim Hobbs and Ingrid Laubrock sweeten the backgrounds. There are some beautiful instrumental effects there a composer would take a while to dream up or write out. Those effects are more quickly realized by skilled improvisers who come prepared, like the crew on The Ambiguity Manifesto. Taylor Ho Bynum compares his composing to designing a playground for improvisers, with different activity zones but no set rules. That's an apt metaphor. All that play makes for serious fun.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and the Audio Beat. He reviewed The Ambiguity Manifesto by the Taylor Ho Bynum Ninetet. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Megan Phillips Roper. Her grandfather founded the infamous Westboro Baptist Church, which preached that God hates gay people. The church also picketed the funerals of American soldiers. She left the church 7 years ago in her mid-20s. Her new memoir is called Unfollow, a memoir of loving and leaving the Westboro Baptist Church. I hope you'll join us.